Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the November 18th, 2024 general election canvas. I'm Karen Willey, County Commission Chair. Commissioner Patrick Kelly and Commissioner Shannon Reed with us. And we will turn it over to our clerk, Jamie Hsu, to walk us through the election.
Good morning, commissioners. First of all, I have to say the words that were in our auditing. There were no manifest errors found in this election. We did the 1% hand count on the 12th of November. The randomly chosen races from the Secretary of State's office were the 1st Congressional, 47th House, and the 2nd County Commission. And when we completed that, there were no deviations found. So we are approved on that. Before we get into this, just a few things. This will represent the second largest election ever run in Douglas County. 2020, we did 60,150. When we add in the provisionals, we'll be a little over 59,000. The closest is 2008, which was about 54,000. So this was a pretty big election. And as you'll see as we get into this, we set a record for in-person advance voting. The record was 15,637 set in 2016, and we were at 20,991. I really wish we had 9 more. Got to 21,000. At one point, we ran about 1,200 people through here in this building a day, and we did about 1,000 on the last 4 hours the day before the election. And then the other one that we just barely set the record on is, you'll see, we did the most provisionals ever. 2,427. 2,421 was the record in 2008. And the fun part about 2008 is we used to have to canvass the Monday after the election. So I don't know how to pull that off. So there are no races. You have the results here as they stand. When we look at the provisionals, there are no close races. There are no races that would be impacted by the provisional decisions. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. This was also, we were extremely well staffed in all the polling places. I know you've probably heard on the news that a lot of counties and communities have struggled to get board workers. We do not have that problem here in Douglas County. In fact, unfortunately, we weren't able to use everybody because there's only so much capacity. So we actually had a lot more than we could use. But because of that, this was a very clean election as far as not a lot of errors and so forth. So let's go ahead and get started. So in Precinct 1 on Election Day, they had 228 voters, 14 provisionals, 228 signatures, 14 provisional signatures for 242 voters. Precincts 2, 3, and 7, 645 through the scanner, 46 provisionals, 645 signatures, 46 provisionals for 691 voters. 4, 5, and 42, 785 ballots through the scanner, 64 provisionals, 1 hand count. I don't know if you remember, we set up a system. We have some voters that want their ballot hand counted instead of run through the tabulator, so a hand count board does those the day after the election. So you have one ballot that didn't go through the scanner. 786 e-poll book signatures, 63 provisional signatures. We have one provisional voter who did not sign the book, but we verified that their envelope existed, so 64 is the actual number of provisionals.
And the one person for the hand count, did they sign in either of the, did they sign in the e-poll book or the provisional?
Yes. Yeah, that's why you see on the e-poll book it's 786 and ballots are 785.
Got it, thank you.
Right. Precinct 10, 98 ballots for the scanner with 63 provisionals, 98 and 63 for 161 voters. Precinct 11, 319 ballots for the scanner, 12 provisionals, 318, one paper poll book signature, 12 provisional signatures for 331 voters. 12, 23, and 24, 879 ballots to the scanner, 46 provisionals, 879 signatures, 46 provisional signatures for 925 voters. 6 and 13, 642 ballots for the scanner, 27 provisionals, 642 signatures, 26 provisional signatures. So we're short a signature. One provisional voter did not sign the book. Their envelope was confirmed. So we do have 27 provisionals. 14 and 17, 779 ballots for the scanner, 53 provisionals. 778 e-poll book signatures, one paper poll book, 53 provisionals for 832 voters. Precinct 15, 370 ballots for the scanner for 25 provisionals, 370 signatures, 25 provisional signatures for 395 voters. 9 and 21, 282 ballots for the scanner, 29 provisionals, 282 signatures, 29 provisional signatures for 311 voters. 16 and 46, 825 ballots for the scanner with 81 provisionals, 825 signatures, 81 provisional signatures for 906 voters. 18 and 48, 845 ballots for the scanner, 34 provisionals, 845 e-poll book signatures, 30 provisional signatures for 879 voters. Precinct 19, 334 ballots for the scanner with 12 provisionals, 334 signatures, 12 provisional signatures for 346 voters. 20 and 71, 957 ballots for the scanner with 46 provisionals, 957 signatures, 46 provisional signatures for 1,003 voters. 22 and 76, 432 ballots for the scanner, 31 provisionals, 432 signatures, 30 provisional signatures. We have one provisional voter who did not sign the book. Their envelope is confirmed, so we have 31 provisions. 25 and 26, 417 ballots for the scanner with 68 provisionals, 417 signatures, 68 provisional signatures for 485 voters. 32 and 30, 475 ballots for the scanner with 75 provisionals, 475 signatures, 75 provisional signatures for 550 total voters. 29, 219 ballots for the scanner with 40, 218 e-poll book signatures, one paper poll book, 40 provisional signatures for 259 voters. 31, 323 ballots for the scanner, 19 provisionals, 323 signatures, 19 provisional signatures for 342. 27 and 28, 414 ballots for the scanner, 33 provisionals, 414 signatures, 33 provisional signatures for 447 voters. 33, 242 ballots for the scanner, 10 provisionals, 242 signatures, 10 provisional signatures, 252 voters. 34, 191, 12 provisionals, 191 and 12 provisional signatures for 230 voters. 35, 352 ballots for the scanner with 12 provisionals, 351 signatures plus one paper poll book, 12 provisional signatures for 364 voters. 36, 37, 38, and 77, 1,181 ballots for the scanner, 91 provisionals, 1,169 ballots on the e-poll book, 12 paper poll book signatures, 91 provisional signatures for 1,272 voters. That is our winner for the most on election day. 38B and 65, 107 ballots for the scanner, 8 provisionals, 107 signatures, 8 provisional signatures, and 115. 39, 366 ballots for the scanner, 29 provisionals, 366 signatures, 29 provisional signatures for 395 voters. 8 and 40, 459 ballots for the scanner, 58 provisionals, 459 signatures, 58 provisional signatures for 517. 41, 677 ballots for the scanner, 40 provisionals, 677 signatures, 40 provisional signatures for 717 voters. 43 and 70, 600 ballots for the scanner, 53 provisionals, 600 signatures, 53 provisional signatures for 653 total voters. 44 and 64, 515 ballots for the scanner with 11 provisionals, 514 signatures, 11 provisional signatures. We are long on a ballot because one of the provisional voters placed their ballot in the scanner. That person would have been recommended to count, so we left it in the tabulation, and it was an advance not received. So that's why you have one extra ballot versus signatures. 45 and 49, 854 ballots for the scanner with 37 provisionals, 854 signatures, 37 provisional signatures for 891. 47, 201, 14 provisionals, 201 signatures, 14 provisional signatures for 215. 50 and 54, 1,017, 54, 1,016 signatures, and 54. So we are long on a ballot. A male advance voter placed their ballot in the scanner without the board workers knowing it. Because we have a security procedure where we know the origin of ballots, we're able to remove it from the tabulation. So they're long a ballot, but it has been removed from the tabulation because you can't accept a mail advance without checking the signature. 51, 246 ballots for the scanner, one provisional, 246 and one for 247 voters. Precinct 52, 233 ballots for the scanner, 25 provisionals, 233, 25 for 258 voters. Precinct 53, 538 ballots for the scanner, 15 provisionals, 538 and 15 for 553 voters. 55, 138 voters, 7 provisionals, 138 and 7 for 145 voters. Precinct 56, 489 and 17, 489 and 17 for 506 voters. 57 and 58, 423 ballots for the scanner, 12 provisionals, 422 e-poll book, one paper poll book, 12 provisional signatures for 435. Precinct 59, 306, 10 provisionals, 306 and 10 for 316. 60 and 62, 908 and 29, 908 and 29 for 937 voters. 61, 599 and 28, 599 and 28 for 627 voters. 63, 403 and 6, 403 and 6 for 409 voters. 66 and 69, 484 and 8, 484 and 8 for 492 voters. 67, 470 ballots for the scanner, 9 provisionals, 1 hand count, 470 signatures, 9 provisionals for 480. Precinct 74, 774 and 64, 774 and 64 for 838. So on election day, we had a little over 23,000 voters with 1,400 provisionals cast, some hand counts, which gives us about 24,500 on election day. All right, so let's talk advance. As I mentioned, had the largest in-person advance voting turnout we've ever had. We had 21,840 who came in either cast a provisional ballot or an in-person ballot. Of that number, 849 are the provisional ballots that we'll look at. So 20,991 is what was reported on election night. For mail, we had 14,388 requested. That's actually pretty normal for presidential, so we weren't higher. It's actually a little lower than we've had, so. And I've looked at some of the data, and it looks like a number of people who vote in mail actually came in and voted in person. So, we received back 13,530. 84 of those were undeliverable. 100 of those are provisional, which means that we accepted 13,346. That return rate is actually a 92.75% return rate. I was interested to see that return rate after the problems we've been having with the mail. That return rate, in comparison to other presidentials, is pretty much in line. So in other presidentials, it's been about 91 to 93%. So I will tell you that the post office probably got sick of us contacting them saying, we're watching these ballots, where are they, and so forth.
Did we have some that came in after the date?
We did, and we'll talk about those. And then if you look at, and we'll talk about during the provisionals, a number of people who voted provisional who had asked for an advance ballot. So that puts us at about a 95% turnout of those voters. So we have 34,337 is what we reported for advance voting. The numbers that you were asking for, Commissioner Willie, ballots that we received, 11-8 was the deadline, with a postmark of before 11-5 was only 7, which is way different than the 200 we received in August. So pretty pleased with that number. Advance that we received after 11-5 with no postmark was 6. I will say the Lawrence Post Office did a really good job making sure everything has a postmark. And then advance received after 11, before 11-8 with a postmark after 11-5 was 8. So those numbers are actually really good numbers when you talk about 14,000 ballots that were sent out. And once again, we've been transitioning this way, which is the majority of the vote happened in advance. Which is good for us on election day because it helps kind of be a pressure valve on election day. You know, I always talk about 2008, we had 54,000 voters, we had 63 polling places. We have 46 that we used now. So we need that advance vote.
And that's more about space than election workers?
Yes. Can't use the schools. There's a lot of places we can't use anymore. Okay, so provisional voters. We have 2,427 that were cast. We have 1,679 that we recommend to count. 816 of those are change of address, and they would be a count all. 67 are name change. 65 are poll worker or clerical error. So we mistakenly misspelled something on their address, or the poll worker couldn't find them in the poll book. Those are not errors that cause a person to lose their ability to vote. So 440 are voters for advance ballot not returned. You'll see there was a large number of those that happened in advance. So they were people who really started to get nervous because they hadn't received it. We got a lot of those 2 days after we mailed them, and they just wanted to vote. And you know, I think you saw in the press, we were talking a lot, you saw myself, Secretary of State, talking a lot about mail. Mm-hmm. While that was good in raising awareness, I think that made people nervous. So we actually had a large number of people that then came in to cast their ballot. So. And there were still, I want to be clear, there were still some mail issues, but they weren't as much as we've had. So we had a number of people who had to drive in from other places because they didn't get their ballots and stuff. So, 41 people voted and did not have an ID or had an expired ID, so then they brought in a copy of their renewed ID, so their ballots will count. 165 are change of address partial, and those happen on election day because they're not only change of address, but they're in the wrong precinct. So they've gone back they're at the wrong precinct and it's change of address, so it's a partial because they're in the wrong precinct. 43 are wrong precinct full count, so those would be people that cast a ballot, everything on that would count. 42 are wrong precinct partial count, so they cast a ballot in a precinct that did not have a ballot. So like president and everything counts, but if there's a difference in county commission or state representative, we can't count that. So there'll be a partial count. For the recommended not to counts, 272 not registered in Douglas County, 67 did not provide us, most of them are expired ID, and we just needed a copy of their renewed ID. We contacted all of them. What we have found since that has gone into effect, because the results are out, a lot of people have said, well, you know, the results are out. And we're like, but we'd still look at turning your ID. One person advance did return. So that is, I want to be clear about that one. That is not a person trying to double vote. They mailed it. They got nervous that it wasn't going to get here. So they voted provisional and their advance was returned and received. 300 were registered in another county, and this number is actually a little higher than it has been. It's largely students. What we were hearing was that there was kind of something out on the internet that said that you, if you were registered in Kansas, you could cast a ballot for president no matter where you were, which is not the way the Kansas law is. Other state laws are that way. So I think that number was a little higher because we had a lot of students that thought that.
Jamie, I have a question. Is the distinction between that registered in other county and not registered in Douglas County just that the not registered in Douglas County is they're not registered?
Yeah,
there's no registration record.
All.
Got it.
Registered in another county means they're registered in Kansas, just not our county.
Yeah, got
it. In some states, there's different laws about that. But yeah, so not registered, there's no registration at all. And in a presidential, a lot of those are people that say, listen, I know I'm not registered. You know, I want to cast a ballot, so. You know, actually the not registered and saying that they registered at the DMV, we were able to solve some of those, but 28 of those we could not solve. That number is actually a little lower than it has been, so that's better. So 39 people are people who moved out of Douglas County. So in that one, they have gone to their point place and they've said, hey, I moved to Johnson County or Sedgwick County. This is where I used to vote. Under Kansas law, if it's within 30 days, they can cast a ballot, but if it's past 30 days, they need to redo it at the other county. So those are a no count. Six are advance received before 11/8 with no postmark. So we needed some evidence of a postmark. Eight are advance received before 11/8 with a postmark after 11/5. So 13, this number actually is a little higher than we've had before. That's no ballot envelope. Those are ballots that are placed in the drop box with no envelope. So we don't know whose it is. We can't check the signature. It's just a random ballot. So technically I show it as received, but I can't count it because there's no way to know whose it is. So I think maybe we work on some education about that. Just because that number has climbed a little bit. And 14, no advance signature. We contact, and we're really aggressive on getting signatures, so there are 14 that we just were not able to get an advance signature on. So that's 748 that we recommend not to count.
Jamie, you said that the 300 were registered in other county was high. How about not registered in Douglas County? How does that compare with
pretty
that?
Normal.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
And the DMV has been a real trouble spot, more so, are the kinks getting worked out, or are people just knowing not to try to register there?
Both, I think. So 28, you know, I still track that. You know, a couple of those in there were people, were spouses that went in, and one spouse's registration showed up and the other ones didn't, and that still kind of happens, but not to the level of, I think I went back and looked in 2016, that number was like 64 or 70, so I'm glad it's kind of gone down a little bit. Yeah. So any other questions on provisional? If not, I need a motion to approve the provisionals.
Motion to approve the provisional.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So for write-ins, there was a new law. It used to be I had this huge thing of write-ins because we would spend weeks going through all the write-ins. There's a new law that we only have to record write-ins if somebody has done an affidavit prior to the election for everything except for township and like city. So no one did for any of the county offices or anything, so we didn't have to count any of those. There were, I think it was 16 people that filed affidavits for president. So we did have to do those. The significant one is Stein and Rudolph got 217 write-in votes. And then there's the township ones that are ones and twos, but none of those impacted any of the races. So you don't have to elect anybody using write-ins, but that's the write-in report if you'd like to see it. Questions?
That was a very comprehensive overview.
So, as I mentioned, the provisionals won't impact any of the races. So I think you can accept the election and adjourn. I mean, you can say if called back, but you wouldn't. There's not a reason that you would be called back. So, and then the only thing I have to say is, I always say this is thank you to, we used hundreds and hundreds of people for this election. At one point, I think we had 35 to 40 people working in this building at, in a day, the advance boards, the people checking in. It was pretty remarkable. This space is incredible. Our staff did a fantastic job. This was the first presidential for most of our staff. For Ed Healy, this was his first presidential, and I always say a presidential is completely different than any other election. The staff put in an incredible amount of hours processing the provisionals and stuff, and then I also always want to say thank you to other county departments. Our IT department, I think to quote our IT director, this is the most amount of attacks she's ever seen. I mean, the elections website gets hit a lot that people don't understand. They did a lot of work. And then our sheriff's office, our maintenance department, all the other departments that step up election night. But this was a huge community effort to do the second largest election. I think everybody's ready for a break. We won't have another election until August of 25 unless there's a special. And I'll just say no to the special. and what makes this unique also, this is the last time we'll do a canvas with three. So we'll do five next time. But I also, and I keep saying this, I appreciate the commissioners' support for this building, for funding all the things that we've been able to do to run this kind of election. So that's kind of my thank you. But if there's nothing else, then there could be a motion to accept this election. And
I would say I'm pretty impressed with the volunteers, because I haven't worked in those positions in the past, like how hard it is to keep all of those things straight and to have so few like missed signatures on the provisional. I mean, there's a lot of work that went into that, so you trained a great crew.
Well, and we were really, I think, by having so many people, you're able to have a provisional table. You know, I think whenever it's you're doing one job and doing provisionals, it's easier to make those mistakes, but to have a provisional table helps with that quite a bit. Yeah. And we had so many brand new voters. I haven't run the stats on 18 to 24 year olds, but it was pretty incredible the amount of brand new voters we had. Here, they cheer every time there's a brand new voter. And sometimes during the day, it was just cheering.
Constant cheering.
Yeah, and this poor 18-year-old's just trying to crawl under her. Yeah. They're so embarrassed. I think the board workers also did a really good job at helping guide a lot of those fresh voters, so hopefully they had a good experience too. Yeah.
Well, thank you to you and your team. I really appreciate it.
Is this our third election in 2024, or is this our
fourth?
Especially
fourth,
because
yeah.
we had the Baldwin. Yeah. Well, like we pointed out, we had the August of 23, November of 23. Well, then we had the Baldwin of in May of 23. We've been in election mode for a couple of years, so we're ready for a break.
I would entertain a motion to accept.
The attention to detail is impressive. Thank you, Jamie. I move to accept the 2024 election results unless called back.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all that
thank
take
you.
It from here on out, too. With that, we are adjourned.